Family life isn't all about betrayal. It can be about bitterness, backstabbing, and sheer bloody-mindedness too. And then sometimes, it can get really ugly. Yeah, I know. Too long paddling in the shallows of domestic felonies, I need to wade out into the deeper waters of professional crime. I'm more at home there. My name is Frank Twist, and if you ever have the misfortune to be arrested in England's sunny northwest, there's a fair chance that either me, Miss Ronnie Thornton, or another of my team of legal advisors will be looking after your interests. And if you are an angry young person who's just told her dad to drop dead, don't worry. We've got people here who understand you. But do be careful what you wish for.
Brief Lives by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly.
You're going in to sell this?
No, I'm not. Pig!
I'll get a paper suit for you.
I've got a problem with female nudity, have you?
Not at all. In its place.
Page 3 of the Sun.
Officer?
You the jury brief?
Ronnie Thornton, have you got a name yet?
Eight Bell, it says on the bank card she had with her. She's been kicking off like a gun, screaming like a banshee, spitting a lot.
Sorry.
Meant to be a brief, what are you saying sorry for?
I'll leave the cell door open.
Thanks.
Have fun.
You don't have to stay, you know.
You need a lawyer.
Not really. This isn't the first time I've been arrested.
So the police have got you on their records?
Yes.
And when you take your fingerprints?
They'll find out my name and date of birth and all that, I know.
Exactly.
I'm A. Bell. Amanda. What was your name again?
Ronnie.
All right. I suppose two heads are better than one. Are you going to sit next to me, Ronnie?
No, I'm fine.
Am I embarrassing you?
No.
Because you're blushing?
I'm just a bit hot. Would you mind covering yourself up?
What with?
There's a blanket there.
Okay. Who knew a woman's body could cause so much trouble?
What happened?
Police haven't told you.
No. I think they just wanted a female brief to calm you down.
I'm calm.
Good. Why were you arrested?
You've heard of skin trade, I suppose.
What skin trade?
You're joking. You do live in Manchester.
Yes.
You must have seen the posters. Skin trade, it's a clothes shop.
I'm not big on fashion.
Me neither. It opened 6 weeks ago on the site of an old strip club off Canal Street. Owners have spent millions on it. It's all concrete and steel, dead flash.
It doesn't really sound like my sort of place.
It's full of soap stars and wags spending the money on a pair of jeans that cost £500.
Definitely not my sort of place. Is this a shoplifting case?
Don't be silly. Wouldn't want their rubbish. I was protesting.
In the nude?
Yeah.
What about?
Where do you want me to start? They're selling fur on their items. Skin trade. That's their idea of a joke.
So it's an animal rights thing, is it?
And human rights. Their £500 jeans are made by men and women in third world countries who are treated like slaves.
So what happened this morning?
I was standing outside the shop handing out leaflets and trying to persuade people not to go in.
Were you physically stopping the customers?
Just talking.
So what was the problem?
Manager wasn't happy.
I'm not surprised.
Said I was disrupting her business.
Right.
Told me to put my clothes back on.
So you were already...
Shop's called Skin Trade. I haven't got a problem with my
body.
Yeah,
I can see that.
It's a free country.
Sort of.
Manager woman got a bit nasty with me, started pushing me.
What did you do?
I threw paint over her. Red paint, representing...
Yeah, I get it. How come you had paint with you?
I was planning to throw it over the shop window.
Don't think we'll be telling the police that. What did they arrest you for?
Threatening behaviour, common assault and conspiracy to cause criminal damage.
A bit over the top.
That's what I said.
And you refused to give your details?
I'd done nothing wrong.
You're going to have to give your name and address or I'm not going to be able to get you out of here.
I know. You've got my name. Address is a problem.
Why?
I'm squatting right now. Don't want the police turning up at the squat.
But if you don't give your address...
I could give my family address. It's in Cheshire.
Well, I suppose if you're known there...
Of course I'm known there.
But write down your address and I'll give it to the police.
Might enjoy having you as a brief.
Why?
It's nice to have someone my own age.
Put your date of birth down too.
Usually when you ask for legal advice at the Nick, you get some middle-aged bloke with a personality disorder.
Sarah, are you picking up any of these messages? Where is my leather jacket? I've checked the downstairs cloakroom, the wardrobe, and it's not in the utility room. You must have put it somewhere. I've got to say, this tidying up things is becoming just a little obsessive. I need that jacket. It's my favourite. Oh, Now I've got another call coming in. Hang on, I just need to look at the screen. Right, well, that could be work, so I'll have to ring off. Ring me back, and I'm lost without that jacket. Is that Mrs. Bell?
What did they say?
You're going to do a Section 18.
What?
Sorry, search your premises.
They're going to search Dunblaggan?
What's Dunblaggan?
It's what I call the family home.
I don't get it.
I'm a Bell.
Yeah?
How long have you been doing this work, Ronnie?
A couple of years.
Us Bells must be before your time.
Should I know who you are?
Not me, but my dad had a bit of a rep. The Bells. He was the Don.
Like the Godfather or something.
Maybe. The papers once called him the head of the most professional crime syndicate in the Northwest.
Wow.
He didn't like that. Said he'd sue them. Said he'd gone totally straight.
Sounds familiar.
Does it?
My dad had a rep too.
Career criminal, was he?
My dad wasn't posh enough for a career. Just a lot of dodgy jobs. He was always going straight too.
Of course he was.
Hey. But is this going to be a problem? Police turning up at your dad's house?
Not for Dad. He died a little while back.
Oh, sorry. Mine too, as it goes.
We must have been separated at birth. What did he die of?
Fags, booze and a bad attitude. He was inside at the time. How about yours?
It was an accident. He left the Queen Bee to fend for herself.
Your mum?
No, we lost her a few years ago. Jade is the current Mrs. Bell.
How will she take the police turning up on her doorstep?
Oi! You're not going in that cupboard. Stop! Stop him, Frank!
I can't, really.
What do you mean you can't? You're my brief.
You're entitled to search Amanda's home.
This is not Amanda's home.
I've told them that, Jade, but they've found her passport here and she's on the electoral register.
What's the electoral register?
You know, it's the list of people who can vote.
She doesn't vote. She's an antichrist.
You mean anarchist?
Same thing. She lives in some filthy dump with a bunch of hippie types.
Well, I never saw that coming. Barry Bell's daughter, a revolutionary. I remember her coming down the nick with her mum to pick up Barry in the BMW. Now Amanda's an anti-capitalist. Sweet.
It's not Amanda now. It's Gemex.
What?
Gemex. It's a female warrior name.
Seriously?
I always said to Barry, you spoil that little bitch. Never took any notice.
That's a shame. And after you put it so nicely...
Don't spoil him, Frank. She used poor Barry.
Anyway, how are you managing, Jade?
Oh, I'm all right. It was a terrible shock, losing Barry like that.
Must be tough. On your own, rattling around this old place.
Oi! Oi, that's Capo Di Monte. Are they going to be here much longer?
I shouldn't think so. I'll go and have a word with them.
Mrs. Bell?
What you got there?
Found it in your loft.
What's in the bag, officer?
A quantity of used banknotes.
A few hundred pounds, is it?
It's a bit more than that, sir.
You've got no right to take that. It's
mine.
Hold
on a minute, Jade. How much money have you got there?
Not had time to count it. Could be tens of thousands, possibly hundreds.
You can't just walk in here and take my money.
Not now, Jade.
It is your money, then, Mrs. Bell.
Not the time or place to ask questions, really.
It's my money and it's my house. You can't get out.
Can you tell me what this money is?
I'm a businesswoman. I've got cash. So what?
Please, Jade.
Most people put their money in the bank.
Oh, who trusts the banks these days?
Is that why you have all this cash in the house, then?
If you want to interview my client, officer, she needs to be under caution.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Twist. Jade Bell, I'm arresting you under Section 327 of the Proceeds of Crime Act 2002.
Proceeds of crime?
Waiter.
Money laundering.
This is your fault, Frank.
You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention...
Oh, you've got some front coming into my ass?
...something which you later rely on in court.
Do something, Frank.
Anything you do say may be given in evidence.
You can be an orphan if you're 23.
Why not? I think you can be an orphan when your parents are still alive.
I spent so much time as a kid in the foyers of these places. When I was little, my mum would say, we've just got to pick your dad up from work. We'd drive to Manchester Central, Nick, and he'd be coming out of the front doors, sheet of paper in his hand.
Bail sheet.
Dad used to look at it as he got in the car and say, oh, wages looking good this month.
He pretended it was his pay slip.
Yeah, Mum would say, wages of sin, and she'd smile.
Smile?
Yeah, she loved him, whatever he did. I was 12 years old before I realised what his real job was. He'd just come back from a six-month business trip.
On remand.
That's right. I said to him, why do policemen go on business trips? He laughed and said that he wasn't a policeman, but he was involved with the law. Penny slowly dropped.
He kept you in the dark for all that time.
Mm-hmm. We were living in Cheshire. I was going to the posh school, boarding. My world was all gymkhanas and hockey and double Latin. Hardly saw Dad. And when I did, he'd just give me some silly present. And then we'd look at each other with nothing to say.
I hadn't spoken to mine for years. Oh, no, I tell a lie. Once. That went well.
When I was 18, he said to me the school had done its job. I was his daughter, but we had nothing in common anymore. He was right. I could still talk to Mum, but when she...
You miss her.
Don't you miss yours?
I guess.
What did she die of?
Him.
Mine too. They called it cancer with Mum, but she was worn down by loving him. Never gave up on him. Always believed him when he hit her with the speech about going straight. Still thought he would till her dying day.
Did you get on with your Mum?
Totally. We were a little team. She always wanted to be a writer. Never did write, except for these brilliant letters she'd send me at school. She was such a clever woman. No education, just really smart.
How does she end up with your dad?
Good question. She always said he had a good heart.
The kind-hearted Grimm.
That's how she saw it.
Right.
She came from a very uptight family. She always called them the Roundheads. Dad was a cavalier, bit of excitement. Barry Bell was her way of rebellion. Before she knew it, she was in too deep.
My mum and dad grew up on the same estate. I just think Mum never thought she could get any better. I used to tell her, Mum, you couldn't have done worse.
Harsh.
It's true. She'd have had a different life if she hadn't got pregnant with me.
Don't go there. Put it all down to fate. And make yourself a promise.
What's that?
Never get married.
Ever?
Ever, ever, ever.
Bit depressing.
With two people, it will always be about one being exploited and the other doing the exploiting.
But you said your mother loved your dad.
She loved him, but she wanted him to change, and he was never going to change. He just used to say to her that if she wanted someone to talk about books with, she should have married her English teacher.
What did she say to that?
Maybe I should have. And then he'd laugh and say, you wouldn't have survived on his teacher's wages. Your bit of rough got you all this. He should have married a bit of rough. Stuck with his own kind.
You believe that?
Maybe. Soon as Mum died, he married one.
Jade, take a seat and calm yourself down.
What is taking him so long?
There's a lot of money to count.
This used to do his head in. Never stopped. Wherever he did, police would come snooping. By the end, he was totally legit. But still they're after him. Get me out of here, Frank.
I'm working on it.
Go out there and give him some. Barrows told me police started to go wobbly when you walked in. You've done nothing today.
Oh, there's only so much I can do right now. Let's just wait and see what they're saying.
Don't want to wait. Oh, this place stinks.
Not quite the Dior and Chanel you used to.
Haha, I'm not joking, Frank. This is total harassment. I'm in mourning. Don't they realise that?
I'm sorry, Jade, I know. And I'm sorry I didn't get to Barry's funeral.
Not many could. Everything happened so quickly.
Was the boat his?
Yeah, he was bored, stuck in Spain, no mates. Couldn't come back because he thought he'd be arrested. Buys himself a little speedboat, second time he goes out, well...
Poor Barry.
I told you not to go out on his own. I always left all the tidying up to do, daughter did nothing. It was tough, you know?
Sure it was.
They must have finished out of the house by now.
I should think so.
I just hate thinking of them going from all my stuff.
Right, let me go and see what they're saying.
You know, sometimes I think she bumped him off.
Really?
Why not?
You think your father's wife killed him?
She did, in a way, Ronnie.
In what way?
She let him get drunk. Didn't stop him going out on that stupid boat alone, middle of the night. She was drunk too. Went to bed. She didn't raise the alarm for hours.
I'm so sorry, Amanda.
Coast Guard found it the following day. 3 miles out. Capsized. My mother stood by him for nearly 30 years.
A life sentence.
The Merry Widow did 18 months and now she's cashed in.
He left everything to her.
He never made a will. And so the widow has inherited the lot.
Amanda, is this about his money?
It's not all his money. A lot of it was my mother's, and now every single penny goes to Jade. There are tacky jewellers all over Manchester helping her get through it, though.
So?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
Well, they're still making inquiries.
We've been here ages, Frank. What are they inquiring about?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Jade, the best thing to do now is to just sit tight.
Do you know something? I am seriously disappointed.
What do you mean?
You're Barry's main man. He used to say you could work miracles.
Yeah, but it's all about finding the right moment.
This is the moment. I'm stuck in here. Get me out.
I will, but it's...
I don't want to hear your buts. Barry always told me that when he was nicked, you'd turn up and it usually finished with the coppers apologising for arresting him and offering to drive him home.
Yeah, well, we did get some good results.
So what's gone wrong? Because I ain't looking at no miracle worker now. Lost your mojo, have you, mate?
I'm sorry.
You've gone soft.
Right. Well, it's been a delight seeing you again, Mrs. Bell. I'll tell the custody sergeant you need another brief on me way out.
Frank, wait!
I can recommend you to some nice firms with chirpy 12-year-old advisors who won't mind being pushed around by you.
I'm sorry. I was out of line.
Yeah, you were just a bit.
First time in one of these places. With no Barry to lean on.
All right. Do you want to start again?
Please.
Hello, my name's Frank Twist and I'm your legal representative.
Oh, I'm Jade Bell. I wish you were meeting in better circumstances.
But I'm not happy with this, Amanda. They're messing us around. I'm going to go and find out exactly what's going on.
At last.
Amanda Bell. I am further arresting you under Section 327 of the Proceeds of Crime Act.
What? That's money laundering.
You're still under caution.
What money laundering?
Your sister's jointly arrested with you.
I don't have a sister.
She's down the corridor in a cell, miss. Jade Bell.
That's her stepmother.
I don't even talk to that...
Miss Bell, I'm sure your legal advisor would advise silence until the formal interview.
Yes, I would. Have you got further disclosure for me?
All in good time, Miss Thornton. We're looking at a potentially very complex offence here.
If this is going to take time, will you bail my client?
Always like a lawyer with a sense of humour. We'll be as quick as we can.
What has that woman been up to?
Beginning to think you should have given the address of your squat.
I think so. The worst they'd have found at the squat would have been a bit of weed.
I wonder if Jade's asked for a brief.
She will have done. Always likes to surround herself with staff.
Think I'd better go and find her legal team, then.
Please, and let them know that I'm nothing to do with money laundering.
Hey, Ron.
You all right?
I thought you were on duty last night.
I was.
So why are you still here?
Because I love it, Frank.
You need to get out a bit more.
I am out.
No, I mean it, Ron. I think you're overdoing it.
I think I should pace myself, do you?
Pace yourself? That's meant to be a legal joke, is it?
Yeah, do you like it?
No. If you think that sort of a joke is funny, that's your sense of humour telling you you need a break.
What am I going to do with a break?
Find a hobby.
Like what?
I don't know. Fishing, golfing.
Is that how you want to spend time?
Give up, but I'd rather die a slow and painful death.
Exactly.
I'm looking for Amanda Bell's brief.
You just found her.
I thought so.
How's Jade?
Sure Amanda's told you.
She has.
Then you will know that she's a lovely woman in many ways. Why did your girl give our address?
It's the family home, isn't it?
Amanda, not so much part of the family now, I think.
Right. Yeah, maybe it wasn't such a good idea. But every time I see a copper, she gets arrested for something new.
Jade seems to have the same problem.
Not interrupting a strategy meeting, am I?
No strategy, officer, and I have a feeling that you're the bearer of bad tidings.
I wouldn't put it like that.
Here it comes.
Are you familiar with Section 71 of the Coroners and Justice Act 2009?
Oddly enough, I'm not.
We believe your clients have fallen foul of it.
Section 71, did you say?
Yep.
I know that one.
That sort of thing's her bedtime reading, you see. Well, you're going to put me out of my misery, officer. What is Section 71 of the Coroners and Justice Act?
Slavery and forced labour.
Police are treating this very seriously. It's a new piece of law. It was brought in to deal with the exploitation of vulnerable people.
What, and they're going to arrest Jade and me for it?
Yes.
No way! What is going on?
Police were just finishing the search of the family home. There's a field behind the house with a building at the back.
Yeah, the old barn.
They found two men in there. They looked a bit strange. Seemed frightened.
What, tramps or something?
Well, that's what the police thought at first. There was some dirty-looking bed in there, empty tins of food.
Well, who are they?
Police aren't sure. Both men seem to be suffering learning difficulties. One didn't speak at all. They reckon he's mute. The other man started to talk. Said he'd been kept at the premises for years.
What is this?
I don't know, Amanda. The guy who was speaking to them said there was something about the lady of the house who died. Police think the other man may be his brother.
Wait a minute. I think I might know who these guys are. There were two brothers my mum used to help out. She took them in. They stayed at the house. They'd been struggling. They weren't quite the full ticket. Mum sort of took them under her wing.
And she bedded them down in the barn?
Not at all. They had a room in the house. Lived as part of the family, really.
Not anymore.
They used to do a few odd jobs, but...
It looks like they've been moved into the barn. Police said they were in a pretty rough state.
Oh, I knew Jade was a nasty piece of work,
and it seems that the odd jobs have turned into hard labour. The man said that they were forced to work all hours, no wages, just a dirty mattress and some scraps of food.
Oh, these are vulnerable people, Ronnie.
I know. I was shocked.
Well, what do we do?
I'll tell you what we do. I'm going to give you a piece of advice I hardly ever give.
What's that?
We help the police with their inquiries.
So where are they now?
They're here.
At the police station?
The police are taking a statement from the talkative one.
Oh, this is totally mad, this. I mean, slavery. What's that?
You tell me.
Doesn't exist anymore, does it?
Oh, no, it can't do, can it? They abolished it 200 years ago, so it doesn't exist anymore, because once they make something illegal, it just stops, doesn't it?
Oh, right, leave it out.
Who are these fellas?
They do a bit of work for me. Help out.
And in return?
I help them out.
And they're on the minimum wage, are they?
Oh, it's not like that, Frank.
So what is it like?
They're not slaves. They get fed, they get a place to sleep.
In the barn?
Well, I don't want them in the house, do I?
Of course you don't, Jade.
Do you think they could get a job anywhere else?
I don't know. I've never met them.
Well, I tell you, they couldn't.
So, you're doing them a favour, really?
Yep.
And they're free to go whenever they want, are they?
Well, I'm not stopping them.
And they know that?
I don't know what's going on in their heads. They're not really playing with a full deck of cards.
And you took advantage of that, did you?
Are you listening to yourself, Frank? You sound like a proper copper. This is nothing. It's a couple of blokes, that's all.
It's a serious allegation. Carries a big old prison sentence.
What? For me?
Could do.
Right. Are they in trouble with the police at all?
Who?
These two blokes. Wouldn't want them to get arrested or anything.
Oh, hello, do I hear the distant beating of a heart?
I know you've got it in for me.
I do not have it in for you.
Yes, you do. You look at me. I'm the slug who married your lovely old client, Barry.
Ah, I don't think that at all.
You're judging me.
I don't judge people.
Yes, you do. You're like every do-gooder I've ever met.
You're calling me a do-gooder?
Of course you are. Oh, I can smell your mile off.
I'm in shock, Jade. Nobody's ever accused me of doing good.
My dad was like you.
Oh, what? Charming, witty, a bit edgy?
Do-gooder.
Shall we talk about the case?
He worked all his life in a gin distillery.
Handy at Christmas.
Oh, that's what everybody said.
I'm sorry.
He was union rep. Went on and on about fighting for the rights of the workers.
What's your point, Jade?
It got him nowhere. Most of the blokes at his work thought he was a bit of a joke, spouting all his politics and stuff. Distillery closed, he lost his job, left with nothing. Do-gooder.
This is really uplifting stuff.
You're probably about his age.
I feel like I've aged quite a bit in the last couple of hours.
But you see, Barry, same sort of age as you two, different attitude. Knew what he wanted in life, went out and he took it.
No matter how heavy the potential jail sentence
is. Oh, he was a risk taker.
Oh, he certainly was. In the end, he took one risk too many.
But he lived life to the full. He was exciting, that's attractive. Kept him young.
Yeah, I bet it did. That and never having had to work for a living.
If you just sign again there.
Right. And that's it?
And there. Just to say that you will attend court as a prosecution witness if required.
It'd be a pleasure.
Right, the inspector will come down and caution you for the criminal damage outside the shop earlier.
And then she can go?
Yes.
Are you sure you're all right with this?
Sure. Why not?
Well, making a witness statement against your family.
My family are dead, Ronnie. Jade isn't my family. And if she was abusing those men, it goes against everything I believe in.
You're brave. It isn't easy being on your own.
I'm all right. And you're on your own, aren't you?
That's why I know it isn't easy.
And anyway, I'm not alone. I have something better than family. People who stand up for me because they believe in me, not just because I happen to be related to them.
Who's that, then?
The people I live with.
At the squat?
Yeah. We support each other. We trust each other. I've got something very special with them.
I can see that.
Really?
When you talk about them, you look happy.
I am. They make me feel good about myself.
That sounds great.
It is. We have so much in common.
You and your housemates.
I was talking about you and me.
I think maybe we do.
You'd really get on with my housemates.
Would I?
Definitely. What are you doing after this?
Dunno. Sleeping.
Why don't you come back to the squat with me? We've got a meeting tonight.
You have meetings?
More like a get-together. Chance to talk over ideas, put the world to rights. I think you'd find it stimulating.
Frank, this is freaking me out. Where are they? What's going on?
We need to keep you focused.
What do you think they're going to do to those guys?
The ones from the bar. Take statements, if they can.
I know you hate me.
I don't hate you.
You do! I was only trying to keep things together, you know, believe it or not. Barry Bell was the best thing that ever happened to me.
You must have had things tough then.
He let me be myself. Took proper care of me too. No man ever did that for me, not Dad. Not any of those other so-called men I wasted my time with. There's a fair few of them, I can tell you.
Jade, you don't have to tell me all this.
The proper little tramp until I met Barry. Oh, you don't want to know what I was like.
No, I really don't.
And I did try with Amanda too. I wanted to be close to her, but she kept blaming Barry for her mum's death, and she'd always accuse me of being with her dad while her mum was still alive.
Jade.
Which I wasn't, Frank, honestly.
It doesn't matter to me, love.
We both tried so hard with Amanda, but she thought she was better than us. I really love her dad. Loved him.
Jade, we need to concentrate on keeping
you... Get me out of here, Frank!
I'll try, but look, we're going to have to go. No comment on the money at this stage, and I think we should keep it locked down about the other stuff too. This is complex new law.
What are you saying?
If you start talking, I have a feeling I'll never stop you.
So what is this? Full no comment all the way, Barry Bell style. Is that what we're doing?
Hey, calm. We'll get through this.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will. You're just having a bit of a panic attack.
I don't have panic attacks.
Well, you're having one now. Come on, sit down. Breathe. Breathe. Nice and deep. Come on. Good. Yes, that's better. Just think of Barry. In this sort of situation, he always remained calm and he never put a foot wrong. And that's why I nearly always walked him out.
£1.35 and the watch. Is that everything?
As you can imagine, I wasn't carrying much. Oh, look at the state of me.
You're fine. Police issue paper suits are very this year. Skin trade will be stocking them before you know it.
And no animals suffered in the making of this garment.
Felled Arthur Forrest mind.
Oh, thanks for all your help, Ronnie. It just feels so great to be out of that room.
I'll treat you to a cup of something.
You don't have to.
That I want to.
Okay, and then you can come back to the squat. You haven't got anywhere else to be, have you?
No. No, I really don't.
And the sweet smell of freedom.
You were lucky to get away with a caution, you know.
That was thanks to you.
Oh, whoa, watch yourself, mate.
Sorry.
Are you all right?
I'm not sure.
Amanda?
Wait a minute, Ronnie.
Oi, you! Wait! Stop! I said stop!
Amanda, what's going on?
I told you to stop, mate.
Well, I've stopped.
What the hell do you think you're playing at?
Who is this man, Amanda?
Ronnie Thornton. Meet Barry Bell, my late father.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
I need you to be totally focused on what we're doing.
I am, Frank.
Good. Now, the money the police have seized, you need to show where that came from. Can you do that?
I told you, Frank, there's nothing wrong with that money. It come from rentals. It's all legit.
And you have some paperwork that can show that?
Yes, I can do that.
Fine.
If I wasn't called Belle, they wouldn't be putting me through all this.
It might be, but the police have always enjoyed pulling a Belle. So, you can talk about the money in the interview.
What about the other thing? The fellas in the barn?
Well, let's wait and see on that. Full no comment. I want to hear exactly what they're saying about those two.
Letting me think you were dead. That was fine with you.
It wasn't fine at all. There were reasons.
Reasons? What possible reasons could you have?
Shh, not so loud. Remember where we are.
I don't care where we are.
Amanda, should I?
No, stay. I want you to stay.
Who is this woman?
Ronnie's my lawyer.
No offence, love, but Frank Twist is a family brief.
Well, he's busy looking after your wife. Anyway, I wanted Ronnie and she's done a good job. What are you doing here?
Police brought me in.
Well, why have they let you out here then?
I don't know who I am, love. He found me in the barn.
You're one of the slaves?
I wouldn't put it like that. I was tucked out away with Jimmy McCarthy.
Who's Jimmy McCarthy?
One of our mum's old waifs and strays. She took him in years ago. We've been looking after him.
What did you tell the police?
Nothing. I followed the old no-comment path. Went the old log. Not a word. Jimmy did the talking.
He told them you were both being held there against your will.
He spun them a line. Once he started talking, I couldn't stop him.
Where's Jimmy now?
He's giving the police a statement. Let me come out here for a fag. Not like I'm a suspect, is it?
So what are you going to do now?
I'm away.
No, you're not.
I'm not going to wait around here all day. Won't be long before some old copper recognises me.
You don't care at all, do you?
Oh, no, I care a lot about you, babe.
Well, just like you cared about Mum.
No, I loved your Mum.
If you never met that bitch, Jade...
Don't blame Jade for this, love.
Always protecting her. And don't call me love.
I made Jade go along with it.
Oh, so you don't even care about her? You're just an old villain looking after number one.
Don't say that.
It's true. Mum died. You didn't think about me. You went off and married Jade. And then you decided to die. And now you're not even dead.
Well, don't cry, Mandy. You know I don't like it when you cry.
You don't like it? It's always about what you don't like. Even when I was a little kid, if I started crying, you just walked away.
No, I didn't.
You left Mum to mop up everything. Well, you're not walking away this time.
I won't, I promise.
No, you won't. Officer! Officer!
I don't know what you're doing.
This is Barry Belle. He's a wanted man.
Don't mess
Amanda,
this up for me,
lad.
Officer!
Not good, Mandy.
A bit old to make a run for it. Officer! Officer! Dead man running!
So once they've started the tapes, we all give our names.
Right.
And then they caution you again. You understand that?
Yeah.
Oh, officer, we're not quite ready. I'm preparing my client for interview here.
There's another client for you to see, Mr. Twist.
Well, I'll have to wait.
He's very anxious to talk to you.
Who is he?
Barry Belle, sir.
Just as I was finding my feet again, he does this. What sort of person fakes their own death?
A desperate person.
You never knew what was coming next with him when he was alive.
When he was alive?
Listen to me. I feel like my head's exploding.
I'm not surprised.
When I was a little kid, we'd all be settled in some nice flat and then suddenly we'd have to up and leave.
We had all that.
Money had run out, someone was after him. You never knew where you were. You know, I was really putting all this stuff to bed. Thing with Dad was, he always had to be the centre of attention.
Mine too.
Every year, Mum and me would ask him if I could have a birthday party. Every year, same thing. We'll see. Then, nothing. Then one time, I was about 7, he agreed. Asked all my little friends round. Dad turns up with these big old fireworks.
Probably nicked him.
Definitely. He lets them off in the back garden. Whiz, bang, all the kids think he's brilliant. They're all saying, can we play some games now? I look at him. I can see in his face he's bored already. Not interested.
Stops listening.
But he says, I know a game. Kids are running around, screaming and shouting. He's getting fed up. Suddenly, he claps his hands. Time to play dead. Gets them to lie down on the carpet. Anyone who moves is out. Dad puts his feet up, opens a beer and reads a paper. One little boy stayed still for 25 minutes.
Barry Belle wins. He's done 3 months dead.
I should have realised something was wrong. The way Jade was acting.
Not exactly in mourning, then.
Not at all. I assume that was because she was only ever in it for the money.
Maybe she really does love him.
You think?
Well, she's put up with all this nonsense.
He probably didn't give her much choice.
None at all, I should think.
Did you ever have anyone who you felt was like an anchor, sort of held you in place?
Never when I was a kid. Recently, I thought, maybe I did, but I'm not so sure now.
And if you lose that anchor, you're just totally adrift.
You're not talking about your father.
No way. Mum. When she died, I totally lost my way. I was halfway through uni.
Oh, bad time.
I dropped out. Mum would be devastated if she knew.
Dad, no help.
He was chasing around after Jade. Her and me were both looking for a father figure.
And she found your dad.
You've got it. I was never really welcome there. And then with Dad's... things just got worse.
You could always go back to uni.
I don't know. I'm not sure I want to.
Maybe drifting's good.
I don't want to drift anymore.
Me neither, really.
Should we get going, then?
Sure. If it's all right with you.
We'll have a meal at the diner.
Diner?
Yeah, the squat runs the almost free diner for people who can't afford to feed themselves.
Wow.
I think you'll like what we're doing, Ronnie.
Like old times, eh? You've been at this game too long, Frank.
Probably. But I'll make you a promise.
What's that?
When I decide I've had enough, I'm not going to bother with the whole fake death routine.
Okay. If I get any invites you send off, I won't open the lid to check.
You didn't even have to splash out on a coffin.
Well, missing presumed drowned.
What on earth were you thinking of, Barry?
It all seemed to make sense at the time. It's all about love in the end, isn't it, Frank?
I never saw you as the romantic type.
Of course I am. I'm a professional criminal. Total romantic. Always hoping for the best.
So? Who are you in love with?
Jade, of course. Isn't she wonderful?
She's remarkable.
You won't have seen her at her best.
Stressful time for her.
Yeah, she's been under a lot of stress.
You still haven't told me what happened.
I'd had enough, Frank.
Oh, it's a funny way of retiring.
Well, it's not like a grand in me notice, is it? You know my sort of game. Old school. Nice, straightforward frauds, long firms, checkbook.
Bit of a VAT diddle.
It's all going out of fashion. Digital identity frauds. It's not my thing. I've been making a better living from legit stuff for a long time now. Nice little portfolio of properties, good income.
That's true, you haven't been in it for years, have you?
There you go. Happily married to Jade. And then some silly old fool starts talking at a police station. Old pal of mine is up for one of them courier fraud jobs. He's banged to rights. They start offering him TICs.
Oh, they're dreading taking into consideration.
Yeah, never touching myself on your advice.
The police love him. Nice chance to improve the clear-up figures.
This bloke takes him for a long walk down memory lane. He's put him in the middle of a pile of crime some way back.
Ah, police interested in you, then?
Didn't want to wait and find out. Got to me about what this fellow was saying.
And you suddenly died.
I did, Frank. Thanks for the condolences.
A bit extreme, though.
Yeah, but the courts go after your money now, don't they?
Why, oh, proceeds of crime, asset forfeiture.
That's it. Their hands would have been all over me flats and houses.
Yeah, and all that cash at your place.
Totally legitimate earnings from property. Try telling the courts that, though.
But they can't have it if you're dead.
They've got it. It seemed like the best solution at the time.
And what about your daughter?
Amanda. She never got over the loss of her mum. They were very close. She blamed me for what happened to her.
She got her own back today.
Yeah, I suppose. God, if she hadn't pointed the finger at me, I'd be on my toes now. What am I looking at?
Well, you know me better than that, Barry. Never do the numbers. I'm guessing it'll be the usual full-on no comment.
Not so sure about that.
This is my room.
It's nice. So tidy.
Oh, expecting a dump, were you?
Well, most of the squats I've ever been to have been pretty rough.
Well, they don't have to be. We work together. We share things.
That's good.
Yeah. If one of us needs something doing, we all muck in. Everybody helped me paint my room last week.
It's nice. I've always liked maroon. It looks really great in here.
Not bad, eh?
Trouble is, you do all the work, and then you get chucked out.
We've got a little while here. Nick's made an agreement with the owner of the building.
Nick?
Head honcho. He's a good negotiator. Some of these property owners don't mind having a group like us in their houses. They know we'll keep an eye on the place, won't make a mess of it.
Everybody wins.
Exactly. Oh, tea time. I'm starving. Come on.
This is so nice of you, Amanda.
Not really. After all, you spent a day looking after me. The least I can do is feed you.
Thanks.
And you'll get to listen to Nick, too. He's speaking tonight.
Right.
Always has something interesting to say.
Let's just get this straight. Barry Bell is going to walk into a police interview and tell them everything.
I'll be giving them my version of events.
Oh, death certainly changed you.
Well, there's nothing like a bit of drowning to put things in perspective.
And you want me to just sit there and let you get on with it?
No. Send down some youngster from the agency to keep an eye on me. I want you to see that Jade's all right.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm going to have to swallow this. It's all down to me anyway. I came up with the old scheme. Let's just say I forced her to go along with it.
Did you?
More or less. She's just a kid, Frank. I want to row her out of it.
Unfortunate metaphor.
Well, between us, we should be able to keep her out of the water.
Yeah, maybe. Authorities will still be after the money.
I know all that. Funny thing is, I was going to make sure that most of it was Eddie and Amanda's way. A lot of it was her mum's. God, how it all worked out.
Barry, she thought you were dead.
And I was going to find time to reconnect with her. Let her know the truth.
That stuff happens, eh, Barry?
Yeah, it certainly does.
And in the end, your own daughter gets you arrested.
Don't be silly. People like me, we get ourselves nicked. Amanda just pointed a finger. The trouble with her, she's like a dad.
How's that?
Jumps in with both feet, never thinks about the consequences.
Come on, you get some good times being like that.
You can do. You can get a 5-year stretch too.
You're not telling me Amanda's going to follow in the family business, are you?
Oh, of course not. When I died that time, the Bell family firm was wound up for good and all.
Right, well, I'd better go and sort out one of my team to come down here for you.
Thanks, pal. Hey, and Frank.
What?
Who are the family who put more business your way than any other?
The Bells!
The Bells!
The Bells!
The Bells!
You ever have that dream? The one where you're sitting watching your own funeral, listening to all the stuff your friends and family have to say about you. When I have it, there's always a posse of beautiful women weeping inconsolably. Nothing wrong with an active fantasy life, you know. But when it comes to fantasy, you can take things a little far. When you're dead, you're dead. Except when you're not. Barry Bell rather crossed the line with the whole Lazarus number, and I don't think the Bible tells us what your actual Lazarus's daughter thought of his big comeback. She might have been delighted, I suppose. Or...
In Brief Lives, Frank was played by David Schofield, Ronnie by Rachel Austin, and Amanda by Sophia DiMartino. Jade was played by Kelly Shirley, Barry by James Quinn, and the policeman by Hamilton Burstock. Brief Lives was written by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly and was produced in Salford by Gary Brown.
Gardener's Question Time comes from Bedfordshire after the news here on Radio 4, and a request from Stephen Fry.
May I ask you not to touch your funny ding-dong during this week's broadcast of Fry's English Delight? You know, your bimmer, your blapper, your blitter, kajunker, splonker, tinky-toot, your woojit, for goodness sake. OK. Secret words all, and probably not what you're thinking. Odd that as soon as I say secret, you feel hungry for meaning. But sometimes, as we'll hear from an intelligence agent and an undercover cop, secrets are best kept, well, secret. Do you promise not to tell? This week's Fry's English Delight starts next Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock on BBC Radio 4.